One puzzle was Japan. A keen Japanophile, even to the point of wondering whether he might become a sumo wrestler, it had taught him all he needed to know about life, he said, Mr. Chirac made dozens of private trips there. Nobody knew why. A son? A mistress? Perhaps both. Or several. Pre-Me Too, the indiscretions were scandalous. His chauffeur wrote a scabrously detailed book about the president's energetic private life, for which he was dubbed 3 minutes douche comprise, 3 minutes, shower included. He was shamelessly unbothered about it. A favourite toast was, Allons boire à nos femmes, à nos chevaux, et à ceux qui les montent. Let us drink to our women, our horses, and those who mount them. For most of his misdeeds, loyal lieutenants took the rap. Prosecutors landed only one belated blow. In 2011, he was convicted of misconduct in office, with a suspended 2-year sentence. He declined to give evidence, pleading ill health. Yet no sooner had he left power than the French began to miss him. He had aroused American fury by threatening to use the French veto in the UN Security Council to block a resolution authorizing the use of force in Iraq. That split the EU and damaged the West, but it looked brave and prescient later. So did his appeal against climate change, our house is burning and we are looking elsewhere, in 2002.